Welcome to It Is What It Is. I'm Sha Marie. How's everybody been? I've missed you all so much. So today's episode is not a murder one. There's no violence whatsoever. Hopefully we prevent some crimes from happening, but no murders, no owies, no band-aids, no nothing like that. It's just a good old-fashioned fun one. A little bit of edumacation in it, but that's about it. So recently in my lovely state of Idaho, we've only had I want to say 2 decent days. I swear other people would tell you a lot differently, but in my opinion, 2 decent days of nice weather. It's snowing right now and it's a Monday. And I was meaning to have this episode out on Saturday, but then something happened with my phone and the audio was really weird, so I couldn't post it. So here we are today on a Monday, and gonna do it here, I guess. Why not? But anyway, so we've only had very few nice days. Well, in those few days, I saw so many people getting pulled over for smoking the devil's lettuce while driving, hypothetically. And we're gonna hypothetically talk about some shit today. Hypothetically, because I cannot admit to crimes, because that's just dumb. I will not do that to myself. But my favorite holiday out of every holiday ever is in 9 days. And so, with my favorite holiday creeping up around the corner, I was like, you know what? We'll just do some devil's lettuce based episodes. And recently, a bunch of this, every state around us is either legal or medical. I think Utah is the only one who's medical. Everybody else is legal and you're free to do whatever you want. But Idaho. And so we're just going to talk a little bit about safety tips when you're space cruising. And I'm not promoting it, but I'm not no dumbass. And I know everybody does it. Because hypothetically, I have a friend who does it. That's what we're gonna do. It's gonna be a friend, not me. It's a friend. But anyway, so hypothetically, I was driving down one of our main roads in my town on Broadway. It's our downtown area. And I'm sitting at a light, and I see next to me, literally right next to me, this chick is windows down. She has her music blaring. And she hits her pipe, right? And at first, you're like, hey, hypothetically, we're doing the same thing. But hypothetically, my friend's windows were up and she was minding her own fucking business at said light. Well, my friend watches this chick use her devil's lettuce, and her puff of smoke goes from her car to the IFPD officer who is right behind her in his IFPD vehicle. So stupidity is one of the things you cannot have when you do these. And it went right into dude's window. All from a story I've heard, obviously. I didn't see it myself. And of course, he whooped whooped her and turned on the lights. And my friend doesn't know what happened because she obviously didn't stick around. But then I was thinking about it, and I work at a gas station, and there's a main one of our main streets and another main street when you get out into Ammon, and I see a bunch of Bonneville County, because Bonneville County and IFPD are separate. They're two little counties, and Bonneville County runs Ammon. Well, they can go wherever the fuck they want, truly. And I'm not their biggest fan, but hey. Who is, but anyway, these guys are ruthless, really. I mean, I would rather get pulled over by an IFPD officer any day of the week than have to deal with a Bonneville County cop any day of the week. So I was sitting at work and I was sitting out in my car and I had my windows down and then I smelt something and I was like, that's not me. And then there's another fucking car with a Bonneville County car. This car had two, He was two cars back. But still, that cop sat at that light. It turned green. And the cop goes, the car goes, and the cop waits, dude, till there's like a gap. And then he whoop, whoop, and pulls that car over. Next thing you know, for like the next 2-3 hours, we're watching. If more than one Bonneville County cop shows up, you're going to jail, hands down. So we're watching 3 or 4 cops show up. Then you got the dogs and you got these that they look like babies in handcuffs. And you're like, well, they were using the devil's lettuce. And then it dawned on me. Has nobody ever been like, these are the do's and don'ts of driving around and doing these things? Because number one, no one in their right, it is never safe unless you have done a very secure perimeter check. Never safe to do any type of drugs at a red light, any kind. That's not the place to do it. And in Idaho Falls, I would avoid Anderson because what is on Anderson? What leads on to Anderson? The fucking jail. Don't do it on Anderson. Dumb. Don't. First Street, you're full of bars. Like, I just, there's different people for different strokes for different folks. My friend is not a massive area person, because then you have that scenario where you want to roll your window down. But if you have your window down, everybody else has their window down. So what you do in your car goes in to said other car, and you don't want that said other car to be a cop. And then so me and my friend, my actual friend, me and him were having a conversation about it, and he's like, oh, they can't stop you just because they smell it. That's not probable cause. And so I was like, you know what, you got me. I don't know. I'm gonna look into it. Turns out he's fucking wrong, which I love. And so I looked into a couple different court cases out of Idaho in general. And in Idaho versus Matthew in 2015, he tried to use that. It was against his Fourth Amendment right because he was stopped for no apparent reason and drugs were found in his vehicle. Well, in Idaho, we have this thing. I don't know if it's anywhere else. I just know about Idaho. So don't eat me alive, other places. It's called a Terry stop. And a Terry stop is when you can literally be stopped for just being shady, for them thinking that you're up to being shady. So whatever happens after you have been stopped, according to them, is all go. Which is weird because now they're even doing like this free air sniff thing where, like, if you deny, because you deny till you die, if you deny it and they obviously say that they smell it, now they have this, now they're doing this thing. I don't know if it's new to other places or just here, whatever it is, but where a drug dog can just walk around your vehicle and be like, yep, I sense that there is some, I smell some shit within the car. So then that gives them their probable cause to get into your car, which is weird because I don't know, and I could not find this. I don't know how long after they searched your car, because I figured if they searched your car and they don't find anything, how much longer can it go on until they're like, no, we will fucking find your shit in your car. We will take your weed. Because here in Idaho Falls, having the devil's lettuce is like, I wouldn't even say it's worse than fucking being a child molester, because if you get caught with weed, you're getting 10 times more than anybody who did anything involving any type of children shit. And that's just the way it is here. I'm not 100% everywhere else, but here you'll do 10 years for 4 ounces of pot, while some dude who's trying to hit up little girls at the high school gets a 9-month rider and he's out and on his way. And then he's back in the newspaper because, oh, dude did it again. And that's like the vibe that's going on in our town right now, is like, that's all you really see is like, bam, dude's under arrest for molestation of a child and he got a rider and hopefully everything with him turns out right. And then they're like, oh, but we got a drug bust and those that 2 ounces, don't you worry, you citizens. We got it. And he will learn his lesson. So it's just weird. And there's a whole bunch of other cases that I was looking into, because it can't just be one, obviously, right? Because when you go to court, you have to have a case, use a case that you like, no, this happened to this dude, and so it happened to me, and this is what happened to him, and how he got off. Which is weird, because they call it raw marijuana, which I never knew the difference that they like try to put it in, like between an odor and a raw odor. It's weird, because like the raw odor, according to this case that I found, only gives you access to where the smell came from. So they wouldn't, in his case, they didn't search his trunk. And I guess to him, he was like, well, they didn't even search my whole fucking vehicle, so how am I in trouble for what they found in there when they didn't even search the whole thing? So I'm not reliable for anything they found within the car. Which I guess would be my go-to. Because, like, really, who's going to... I mean, I guess everybody admits that it's theirs eventually. But first off the bat, I mean, always just be like, oh my God, you found what in my car? You're kidding. I can't believe it. That's a damn shame. I talked to somebody about that. That's a crying shame. But so they can't search, they didn't search his trunk. And the police officer in the report that I read said that there was no reason to search the trunk of the vehicle, because there's no possible way that the driver of the vehicle could have been using drugs in the trunk of the vehicle while operating the vehicle. So in that case, I guess the guy's main vehicle got searched and he had methamphetamine, and that's why he was trying to argue his case, is because they didn't find marijuana, but they used the scent of marijuana to get into his car. I'm not sure if he was like, but hey, there was shit in the trunk that they didn't find, or whatever. I mean, and that could be, if that's your defense when you go into court, obviously you have a shitty public defender and you're obviously not the smartest person. But it could be, I mean, whatever's your vibe. But really, when you look into all the states around us, Idaho eventually, if they're not dumb, is going to get on the money bandwagon. Because in 2020 alone, Washington made more than $1.4 million, which is absurd. And in Montana, they make up to $7.9 million on both medical and recreational marijuana. Wyoming has given out numbers as much as $10 million. Nevada, $157 million. Well, obviously, you got Vegas and all that shit. But Utah's only medical, so they didn't release their... I couldn't find where they ranked on, like, the number scales. But in Oregon, it's $586 million. Dude, 40% of that goes to school funding. 20% of that goes to the cities and the counties for road work, lights, stop signs, all that sort of stuff. Another 20% of that goes to mental health, alcoholism, and drug services. And 5% of that goes to a drug treatment and drug prevention, which is just insane. If you think of all the money, when your state has so much money now, and they're like, well, now we can actually help our people. Colorado, they help all their homeless people. They have now homeless shelters, little homes for all their, like, they have funding for their schools, for their roads. I've never been to Colorado, because from what I hear, there's really not much to do but dispensaries. And I mean, yeah, that's my jam, but I want to do something else. But Oregon is my, I love Oregon. Love Oregon. Go to Oregon and spend 15, 20 minutes there occasionally. I love that place. So to think that they have so much money and they've made so much money off of one thing, and that's just it. This isn't money from alcohol, tobacco, whatever. This is just off of their devil's lettuce sales. Okay, that is it. They're doing all of this just from the money that they have made from legalizing that and giving that to their people and getting the money from their people for doing it anyway. So eventually, I think and hope that Idaho is going to sit back and be like, well, we do have shitty roads. We take forever on our construction because we don't have the funding and stuff has to stop so that more funding can happen before we finish this project. And like a whole bunch of shit can benefit Idaho if they would just hop on the bandwagon. And the only reason I think, and it's not even the religious shit, I don't think it's because of all the Mormons and everything else, because I mean, we, at least in Idaho Falls, we're dominantly a Mormon-based community, I would say. And so I don't think that it's that that's keeping us from it. I honestly think that Idaho just doesn't want to change. They want to stay the way they are. Like, we have the dumbest, I don't know. I shouldn't have said that because I can't explain it, but we're just dumb. Idaho is just, why they cannot see the benefit of it is beyond me. And I mean, I get the fact that it is, and I will not say that it is not a gateway drug, okay? Because it is. Once you do that and you find that high, you do. You want to go to the next high and you want to be like, well, damn, that was fun. Okay, so I can smoke it. Cool. Now let's eat it. Oh my God, they got a drink. Let's do it. Oh, if you mix this with it, you get this. Oh, let's try that. So, I mean, it does, because I'm speaking from experience. I started out at 13 smoking the devil's lettuce. By 14, 15, doing pills. By 16 to 18, doing more pills. From 18 to, I want to say 22, doing hard-ass pills. Doing a bunch of Adderalls, methadone. Like, I was out of my damn mind. And I mean, and it did all stem from wanting to know the next high. So I get how it is a date. I mean, not a date rape drug, a gateway drug. I get it. So I get the fear, but honestly, money has to outweigh fear, and benefiting your community at some point in time should, because we have the community for it. We would make, I don't even know how much money, dude. It'd be insane if Idaho, because honestly, if you think about how much money Montana, Wyoming, and I wouldn't even really put Nevada in there, because I've heard a lot from about Nevada that their dispensaries are really expensive. So I wouldn't put Nevada in there. But if you put Montana, Wyoming, and Oregon and Washington, and just single out all the people from Idaho that go there, that's money Idaho is missing out on, and that has to be millions. I mean, when you drive there, look at how many Idaho plates, and half those people spend 10, 20 minutes in that fucking state and leave. And all that money, Idaho is just driving it out, just driving it out. So eventually, I think they're going to want to pull it back in. And if you look at our prison is overpopulated. It is so overpopulated that they're trying to build another woman's facility here because our woman's prison is so overfilled. Like right now, they are paying out-of-state prisons and facilities $84.80 a day to house an Idaho inmate because our prisons are so overfilled with drug users and non-violent people, while all the violent murderers and everybody else are getting riders and being sent home because they can't go, because here it's a number one narcotic or whatever, so it's very high. They do not fuck around with any sort of drug here, and so it's insane. And if you were in Idaho, even though it's $76.83 to house an Idaho inmate in Idaho a day. So, I mean, you're losing so much money by filling up your prisons and with all these people who don't really truly need to be there. It's a waste of fucking time. And all you're doing is creating felons. And I know that for a fact. We don't rehabilitate anybody that comes out of prison unless you've been there for an extended period of time. And for an extended period of time, I'm talking 12, 13 years. And that's only if you get accepted into a program that is about rehabilitation and helping you when you get onto the outside. And half the inmates don't want to waste their fucking time because it's a long list. And it's just, I don't know. I think a lot of inmates don't do it because of fear, but that fear of change. But like, all we do is create a cycle of reoffending here. That's what our motto is, pretty much, is just reoffend, because we're not going to help you. We're not going to help you with your drug problem or anything else. We're just going to send you to prison where you can still get it and still do it. And from what I hear, I don't know if it's because it's butt drugs or what it is. Can't say I've done any drugs out of the butt, but everybody says the shit you can get in prison is way better than the shit you can get out here, which still just blows my mind. I don't know if it's low tolerance or what the deal is. Hopefully you guys can't hear my dog snoring because she's super annoying. But I don't know. Just, it's been blowing my mind lately. And like, we have a legit fentanyl problem in our town. People are dropping dead like flies. And they're like, oh, well, if we take away the weed problem, the fentanyl problem will handle itself. And they're like, well, if we, because I mean, and it, I guess in the mindset that they have, it's not 100% wrong, because if you look at the drug busts they're getting, it's not just weed they're finding. They are finding fentanyl, meth, because that's what our area is. It's a very, I would say there's more crackheads here than there is anything else. I mean, and there's all sorts of different types of crackheads here. I mean, you got the crackheads you see in the TikTok videos acting crazy, like zombie dancing. And then you got your functional crackhead who looks like, you know, she's still a little shady, but she got a job. She's somewhat reliable, but she's just hasn't been to bed in a couple days. So we have a variety of drug users and all that here, just like anywhere else. Except for here, we just refuse to acknowledge it, accept it, and help people with it. I mean, they try, they say they do, but when you actually call these people and you're like, hey, I need help with such, such, and such, it always comes down to, oh, well, you haven't been to jail for, oh, then you don't have a legit problem. You've never been to jail. Call us back when you went to jail, and then we'll help you. Let's get a case and then we'll help you, because then it shows. And so it's weird. Like, to get help, you got to fuck up. You can't get help to not fuck up. It's really weird here. I wonder if it's like that anywhere else, but here that's how it is. And I've watched my brother get released. And go in there, and you can bullshit a program. If you bullshit the program, you're out of the program. Like, they release you. They're like, oh my God, you learned so much in that 9 months. Can't believe it. You can wake up at 5 a.m. and make that bed and tattletale on your friends. You've changed. Go on, be a free man. And that's all a writer program is. It's a couple classes. You wake up early in the morning. You make your bed. You got to snitch on your friends. You can't share with your friends. That's all it is. It's a snitching program to tell you if someone else is being bad, you tell on them. So then in that way, we'll make sure that you're being good. And good marks go against you, go with you, not against you. So that's all it is. We're just going to teach you that it's okay to snitch. And like, I am not, I barely, for the first time in my life, had to call dispatch and for not a warrant check, for like a gas drive off. And I'm not even kidding. The chick's like, well, what did she look like? And I'm like, I don't know. There was cameras. Like, it ain't my job to snitch on this lady. She just drove off. Pull up the cameras and do your job. I'm not getting paid to fucking investigate and find out who this chick is. She drove off. That's your job. So it was like a whole thing. It was a weird feeling because I was like, I ain't snitching. I can't tell you. I don't know. Handle it yourself. So it was a weird, a weird experience. And my boss likes to call me a felon without papers. And she's right in a sense. But I just don't believe in it. You should not be able to tattletale on somebody for doing the same thing you're doing, except for the only thing that's different is you fucked up and got caught. How is that that dude's problem? That dude, I don't care really truly what anybody's views on it are, because at the end of the day, when you have a hustle, you hustle for a reason. You're hustling for something. Whether it is your own selfish needs, you're still hustling for something. And a lot of the people I know, that's how they feed their children. That's how they put a roof over their kids' head. And it's the only thing they know, because they can't get a job, because they have a fucking record and they don't have any substantial street time that they can put back on and say, oh, I've had a job, I've had this, I had this. No, I was in prison. I don't know shit. They didn't teach me shit. I got my GED. Cool. Like, oh, and I trained some dogs. I got a dog certificate. Well, now you can get like a barber and shit like that. But still, when they get back out, the only thing for them to do is go back to hustling. So how is it okay for someone to tattletale on you? Because the only thing that they did wrong was they got caught. So I'm still trying to take care of my family and provide for my family. And now all of a sudden I can't because you got caught? Like, I don't know. To me, that is just not good. It's not okay. And then you're still going to walk around acting like your shit don't stink. Like, oh, I'm still this and I'm that. No, you was a crybaby. And you didn't want to go to jail. And so now someone else is sitting in jail doing time that you should have been doing. You know? Just my point, my view. It's just like this town, and I would never, and like I've been out of Idaho. I've been to Washington for a little bit. I lived there with my sister for a little bit. So like I've experienced a different place. I've stayed in Post Falls for a little bit of time with Jean and my cousin and everybody. So like I have experienced different parts, and Idaho is home. It's where I feel comfortable. I just wish it wasn't so looked down upon. Like, I have this Fuck Blake hoodie. It's like the greatest hoodie. It's the best money I've ever spent. And you would think, right, that if when I wear it out, people would be like, oh my fucking God, can you believe it says fuck? But really, I've only had one stay-at-home mom in a Walmart be like, my children can read your hoodie. And I was just like, well, at least they can read. Like, congrats, they can read. Like, why is this a downer on me? Good on your parenting. They can read. High five. But usually everybody loves it. And like, if, I don't know. Like there's always just, that was that one or a couple here, a couple hundred thousand people who just stop it from being an amazing thing. Like we have a beautiful community here. Absolutely beautiful. It's growing. It has grown. There are places here that when I listen to other shows and they talk about places, I'm like, where the fuck is that? And it's grown into such a beautiful place. And no other state can say, at least that I've been to that is legal, can say that it turns a beautiful state into an ugly state, because it doesn't. We have a stoner's dream. We have beautiful mountains, beautiful back roads, like coming here to go camping here. And if we had dispensaries here where you could go get some pre-rolls, get those edibles and go camp, talk about money, just money, 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 money. It would be crazy. And that's just like, it's just been blowing my mind lately to see all these other states. And it's our newspapers that are telling us, like, oh, Wyoming's making millions of dollars. They're doing this over here in Wyoming. And so, like, they're telling us everybody else around us is getting better and building and redoing communities and helping their people. But we're not going to, because it's bad. And it's the devil's lettuce. And it just, I don't know, rubs me the wrong way, you know? But anyway, so this next coming up week, I got to shout out a couple shows because I love them and they are my friends. And so we have Ebe's show that's coming up first. He's going to be opening for Rehab, which is really, really cool. I've only been to the Afro Man shows so far. And so I'm super, super, super excited. But whereas rehab is on the April 19th, it's like a fucking Tuesday. I hate the Tuesday shows. I'm not a big fan of like the middle of the week shows because I work super early and I only end up getting like 4 hours of sleep. But that one's going to be super cool. And then the next one, which I'm now excited about it, I had already bought in my tickets. It's a whole thing. Word to the wise, when you buy tickets from artists who are hustling their tickets, make sure you support the right artist and not just an artist who's out to make money off of you. Little known fact I've learned out throughout my time of getting to know these people is you don't get paid shit to do these shows. Like, Ebes doesn't make money. Nobody really makes money. You have to sell tickets to promote your shit, to make people go there to see you. And that's what it is. It's you're promoting your shit to be seen. You promote it. You promote your ticket. You sell your tickets. You get to go. You get to show your art. You get to show your craft. You get your 10 whatever minutes. You get your shit. And just do not support the artists who are out to make that money on the side themselves and use bitch ass excuses like, oh, I live 2 hours away, when really you drove 30 minutes to get here and you made $20 off a bitch. Like, you know, just remember, support who you're supporting and just hold out, because a better artist is going to get put on that show and now you can't support the better artist. So, end of that story is Chris Webby. Cookie Monster is going to open up for Chris Webby. And so it's going to be an amazing show. I'm not even going to talk about the other person. I really don't give two fucks. And he's really chat my ass. And like, I wasn't a big fan of him before. But then like, you lie and you make money off of me. Like, And then you're going to use my favorite podcast to get clout and be like, oh, I'm friends with them. I've been on their show. So why are you a fucking douche? Anyway, sorry. Personal little rant. Obviously, I'm butthurt about it. Because I could have just waited. I could have just waited and bought my tickets at the door. But knowing how this works and knowing that, like, you need to get your ticket sales to get your time on the stage. And I did know him previously from a different show. To be like, yeah, okay, I'll show you my love and I'll support. I'll give my support to you. And then you rake up your prices on me. And you don't even tell me that you're spiking up your prices until you're like, oh, in your fake 2 hour trip, I'm this far out and it's going to be this much more. And so then that puts the person buying the ticket in a weird position to be like, oh, well, fuck. Okay, I didn't know, but he is already halfway here. Can't waste dude's time. And so it puts like in a weird spot. And then you go meet up with your other friend who's also a performer. And he's like, that dude's not from Twin Falls. That dude came from Blackfoot. So then you're all sorts of mad. Obviously, that's happened recently. But Cookie's going to be opening for Chris Webby on the 22nd, which is going to be absolutely amazing. And you do not want to miss this man for performing. Like, when it comes to putting on a show, he's amazing. And Ebes is amazing as well. He's equally amazing. He is talented. Rocky Mountain High, if you guys still have not gone and listened to it like I've told you to, you're missing out on a good smoking banger. It's a good one. So, like, these guys are so talented, and that guy just really pissed me off. So just support the people we're supporting that are in it for their craft and for the love of what they do. And you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. He rubbed me the wrong way. That kid pissed me off. Anyway, but we have Tech Nine's going to be here on the 27th at the gym. And I was talking to my friend about it, and he made a really good point. Because I was like, well, nobody's going to want to go. It's on a Wednesday. Not that nobody wants to go because it's Tech Nine, but it's like on a fucking Wednesday. And the gym is it's not a small venue, but it's a very up and close and personal with the artists because it's not very big. And I guess when Tech Nine has come here in the past, he's gone to the auditoriums that we have. And so you don't have that like oh my God, he's breathing on me experience like you will at the gym. So my whole opinion on that show has probably changed because it's probably going to be a really good one. But, and also, the best podcast of the best local podcast voting is back. Well, right now we're in nominations until the 22nd, and then it will go into the voting round into May. And so I'm going to need everybody to go and vote for me. Originally, I didn't even enter it. I wasn't going to do it. And then a bunch of family and friends wrote in the show. And so now I just have to support them and love them. And I still support the other people locally that I feel deserve the support, even though now I guess my podcast is a mediocre one. But it's fine. It's a good mediocre podcast and I like it, so it's fine. But so go vote for whoever. I think there's four of us on there, and so go vote. And finally, we do have our own category. I guess another local podcast sent in hate mail as well as I from last year because I lost against a Facebook group, which was just not okay, especially when you're putting the two together. It didn't make any sense. But I mean, I don't believe I'll win it. I'm not in it to win it. I just think it's fun and awesome to support each other and to see everybody's content and all that fun jazz. So, yeah. Hopefully you guys learned something. Don't be dumb when you're going around and doing these space cruises. Windows up, windows check, get that spray good. If you go to the vapor door, they have like this hippie spray and it's amazing. It's like $7.99 or something. I don't know. The shit is amazing. It doesn't last very long. It's like you have to like respray, but that spray, that original spray, that gets rid of everything. To an extent, I mean, there still obviously is like that like skunky, farty, like, okay, it's a little rank in this fucking vehicle, but it's not like, bam, in your face, the devil was in here smoking the lettuce. So there's that for you too. And again, not promoting it, just little safety tips, because you don't want to go to jail with no record and walk out a felon because you had some marijuana. Another helpful tips, never take more than what you need. Never take a bong. People who do space cruises with a bong just blow my mind. Why the fuck did you bring a bong? That is a household item, sir, not a vehicle. No, because now we have to dump out water and hide a big ass bong before the cop walks up to the car. Doesn't make any sense. Usually, if you can, don't try to take a piece because then you got to break your favorite piece or something. They take it from you. So if you can, roll it up. Or, or you can do the marijuana pens. From what I've heard from people who have hypothetically left the state of Idaho and returned with one, they're a gem. A little less smelly, a little bit better to be around in public with. From what I hear, hypothetically, never admitting to it. So, I'm going to try not to be such a mediocre podcast and get back out there and start releasing on a normal basis because I do miss it and I do love it. And I think I've just finally come to the point where I'm like, you know what? Get fucked. To anybody and everybody who has an opinion that doesn't go with like have your opinion, that's fine. I just don't need to feed into it and I don't need to give up giving what I want to give in place of other people's demands. So we're going to rock this bitch and we're going to do it a little bit more and we're going to have a little bit more fun with it. It's not going to be so murdery all the time, but we'll still have a little bit in there. It'll always be somewhat crime related. Don't worry. I will not veer off and start talking about my foundation or anything crazy like that. It'll always stick to what I do know best, crime. Other people committing it, obviously not myself. So, I mean, we'll dabble. We'll dabble and we'll get a feel. I'm taking a lot of feedback right now from you guys, the positives that I'm getting. And so I'm riding this wave with you guys, and I'm really thankful that a lot of you have stuck with me and stuck by me during my mediocre times and have not given up on me or my show or our friendships or anything like that. Like, you guys are still a very solid fan base, and I appreciate and love every fucking one of you for it because you guys are amazing. So yeah, with that being said, I am going to talk to you next week about what? Fuck it. We don't know. We'll figure out when we push record. And pushing record is a whole different type of body experience. It's like the most amazing, like liberating, free counseling session anybody can have. So we're going to do it. And fuck everybody else and fuck them. I love you guys. Again, thank you so much for your support and your love and standing by me for the people who have. I truly, truly, truly appreciate it. And I love every one of you. Like I said before, to everybody else, fuck off.